and welcome to a brand new episode of EduMatch Tweet and Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Thomas, or something like that. And today's episode is going to be truly special as we delve into the exciting future of EduMatch with our executive team. But before we get into the heart of our discussion, a quick reminder. If you're enjoying our podcast, please take a moment to like and subscribe. Share your thoughts using the hashtag podcastedu and join our vibrant Facebook group for more engaging discussions and updates. In today's episode, we're not just looking forward, we're also taking a walk down memory lane. Our team will share some of their most memorable, funny, and even slightly embarrassing moments from their student days. It's going to be an episode filled with laughter, insights, and of course, a peek into the innovative strides EduMatch is set to make in the coming year. So whether you're listening in your car, during your workout, or as you wind down for the day, thank you for tuning in. Let's dive into the wonderful world of EduMatch together. Stay tuned and let's get started. Hey, what is up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, so we're here with the EduMatch executive team. So super excited. But before we jump into our year preview, then wanted to ask you to like, subscribe, or join our community, which you're probably already doing if you're watching this video, or if you're listening to it as a podcast, then definitely, you know, subscribe, check us out, share the love. And you can always find us at edumatch.org. So without any further ado, we're going to go ahead, jump right on into the content, and hello to all of the live viewers. We're going to kick things off with some intros. So if you all don't mind, please introduce yourself as well as your role. And then we're going to take it way back to when we were students ourselves. So just share a memory with us, your most favorite, least favorite, or most embarrassing memory from when you were a student. So who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. So you.
I'm JC Maslick. I am a somewhat new title for me, right? I am the Director of Partnerships and Outreach here for EduMatch. And a story from school. Oh, this is a funny one, sort of embarrassing, but I'll tell it. When I was in first grade, I usually wore my hair in pigtails or a ponytail in the back, and I was leaning over to get a drink from the water fountain, and a boy pulled my ponytail, and I turned around and punched him in the face, and I got sent to the principal's office.
Wow. I would have never guessed that.
Well, awesome. Big ups to my dad, who always said, like, if somebody does something to you, you just get them back. And so I did.
Definitely, yes.
Brian Wright, I'm sorry I punched you in the face in first grade.
All right, you have it here first, folks. JC's story about her first grade incident.
That's the first time you ever punched somebody, or just the most memorable time?
First time. Okay. Not the last, the first.
That is great. That's great for the future, too. So, I mean, I'll go next if you don't mind. First of all, I just want everyone to know that that's the first time I think all of us heard that. So this is interesting. Very interesting. My name is Desmond Hasty. I'm a computer science instructor in Maryland. And my role in EduMatch is a community director. So been with EduMatch for a little bit. I guess I would be just right before JC. And an embarrassing story for me would be, I'm gonna go back to elementary school, and this is so embarrassing, but a memorable story is I was in sixth grade. This is before middle school was a thing. And we were taking a test, and I caught an allergic reaction, or something was making me sneeze. So I'm sneezing, and it's all quiet. So then I sneeze again. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. So then it's quiet again, and I sneeze and I fart simultaneously. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And in sixth grade, it wasn't bad as it could have been. And everyone kind of like acted like it didn't happen. But oh, if I could have blushed, and oh man, I was so embarrassed. But I'm telling you, it has scarred me for life. I am afraid to sneeze anywhere now.
I like how I didn't realize that you were born before middle school was invented.
Well, I don't know about
that. That was a long time ago.
I don't know about it being invented, but it was not. I'm from Long Island, New York, and it was not a thing in Long Island. Like, it was sixth grade, then we had seventh and eighth for junior high. Like, middle school wasn't a thing around me. So, sorry. Thanks for pointing that out, man.
All right, Mandy, top these stories.
Yes.
Oh, you, Mandy. I don't know if I can. So my name is Mandy Freilich. I'm the COO of EduMatch. And I probably the most embarrassed I ever was when I was in, what's it been, grade? And I was in a brand new school and I was super, super shy, super big introvert, like didn't have any friends, didn't talk to anybody. And I also was afraid to talk to the teacher for some reason. I don't know why. And I had to go to the bathroom so bad. And so I went to go to the bathroom, but I couldn't find it because I was in a new school. And so I didn't know what to do and didn't want to talk to anybody. So I went back to my desk and peed everywhere. Like it was a lot. Like I hadn't gone in like 5 days, it seemed like. And so like I had to call home so they could come get me, and the teacher had to clean it up and they had to call the custodian. And yeah, that was, I always feel like embarrassing things usually have to do with bodily functions.
Yeah. So usually, yeah.
I feel like that's my goodness. Yeah. So that was my most embarrassing moment probably.
I feel you. See, I was going to go with something inspirational, but y'all are sharing embarrassing. So I guess I'll have to dig into the crates. I have way too many embarrassing moments. But hey, everybody, Sarah here. I am the CEO and founder of EduMatch. Let me see. So my embarrassing story, I would say this was senior year of high school, and I was just stressed out. Everything was coming up. The end of the year, AP exams, everything. And so I think somebody cut me off in a parking lot. So I just needed to go somewhere and just like scream. So I go in the chorus room and I start screaming at the top of my lungs just to get it out of my system. Next thing I know, my chorus teacher opens the door like, what is going on? Seriously thought I was alone in that room, but nah, I was not. So that's the most recent embarrassing story from being a K-12 student, but there are many, many more. But anyway, just jumping into the what we're here to do today. So thank you so much again for everyone who is watching. So here is just a quick report of where we have been in 2023 and where we plan to go in 2024. And then after that, we're going to have some more great updates from the team. So in terms of a strategic report, then we were able to do a lot of really cool things back in 2023. So one of them is that there are many different branches of EduMatch, you know, going from the social media, the publishing, the podcasting, et cetera. But EduMatch Professional Learning was in beta from 2020 up until 2023. And in 2023, we were able to take it out of beta and actually launch it. And it became its own full-fledged company. So EduMatch Professional Learning is actually a separate organization from EduMatch. So in addition, we were able to grow some partnerships with companies such as Adobe, which is our newest partner. So thank you to Adobe, Brain Buffet, Tech, Full Spectrum, and Idea, as well as continuing our partnership with Google. So it was a very great year. And we were also able to connect with many school districts through partnerships and RFPs with that. And JC will talk about that in a little bit. We were able to attend several conferences such as the NAESP and AMLE, where we had booths. And we also had an AI summit. So that was on October 7th, sponsored by EduMatch Foundation, Inc., which is another company. There's actually three companies in one when it comes to EduMatch, but our nonprofit arm sponsored that summit online. We also diversified our revenue streams and we brought back community forums. You might remember back in the day, if you've been an EduMatch family member for a while, then we had Tweet and Talks. So last year we did have a couple of community forums, and one of them was actually artificial intelligence. And that one was, you know, circulated and it made its rounds as people were trying to learn more and more about generative AI. So huge kudos to everybody who participated in that one, as well as our social justice one and any other ones that might be skipping my mind. So in terms of 2024, a few things that we're looking for are to expand the scope and reach of EduMatch. You know, we always want to grow our family, grow our community. We want to have more content more often. So you're going to see things like this, more live streams. You're going to see more webinars. You're going to see podcasts, you know, the newsletter. Hopefully you're signed up to our mailing list. There was a great episode or a great newsletter that just dropped today. We're also continuing to expand globally. So EduMatch has always been global since the beginning, but we definitely want to increase our global presence and grow our lineup of professional development offerings and so much more. Sounds like an infomercial, right? And much, much more. So yeah, so we're going to throw it back to our team. So our next question, all right, Mandy, do you want to go ahead and ask this one? Because I think this question might have been your brainchild right here.
Yes, I can. So when it comes to our team here, what do you think or what do you feel like you're best known for in the education space? So I think a lot of us have the work that we do kind of outside of EduMatch, and we always bring that expertise in to the, you know, to the group. And so what, you know, if you were to kind of sum up what you feel like you're best known for, what would it be? And let's start with Desmond.
Oh, I didn't know I was going to be called on. All right. Well, I'm thinking about this, and I don't really have an identity outside of EduMatch, because I'm just starting. I have a little following, but I'm just starting. I was in a couple of podcasts. So outside of education, I would say I'm known for food, as Rochelle, our user, has said. However, I just went to it for the first time with EduMatch and you guys, and we hung out together, and I had my first demonstration or presentation with coding. So I would like to be known for computer science and kind of like a community gathering, being the community director. I love engagement. So, I mean, everyone on our team knows that I love engagement. I love socializing, but I mean, I want to be known for being compassionate and kind of sharing the common vision of what everyone's feeling in terms of changing or celebrating education, students, and all they're in. So that's what I'm working hard toward. And hopefully I can make a better mark for EduMatch and everyone knowing me as we circle back to have that.
Okay, I want to make sure I understand the question. Inside EduMatch or outside of EduMatch?
Outside.
Outside. I feel like I'm probably known for my work in STEAM and maker education more than any other area. My first book was about that topic and some of the great work that was happening in schools at the time that I wrote it. I've continued that strand in a lot of ways, infusing both literacy and creativity, which are huge passions of mine. I've written about those topics as well, which kind of pulls it back into EduMatch, but anytime I'm out talking with teachers, most of my role right now is serving as an educational consultant. So when I'm working with school districts, I'm doing things like training in reading and writing, speaking, listening around literacy at the elementary and middle grades, and then definitely doing things around hands-on STEM and STEAM, pulling in maker education, because we know that hands-on type of learning is really an engagement tool for not only all learners, but especially our struggling learners.
Yeah, absolutely. Sarah?
All right. So for me, I would actually piggyback off of what JC said regarding the creativity piece. I would say that that's definitely one of the things that that I would say I can also be known for in terms of DJing, DJing as well as video production, podcasting, things of that nature. I wrote a book on podcasting, as y'all may know, going through EduMatch. And in addition to that, then I would say digital equity has also been a very passionate area of mine. So maybe a generalist, I don't know, EdTech generalist. But, you know, with some specialization in those areas.
So I was in the middle of typing your fun fact, but I think that I started out in ed tech. I really started out as a training for Google. Like that's, everyone's like, how did you get started? And I'm like, oh, I just, you know, like showed people how to use Gmail and then told them they had to pay me for it. Like that's how it started from there. But I think sometimes people forget that I was even in ed tech because I do so much of the mental health stuff. But I love both areas probably equally. And I would say I probably do work in both areas equally, if you would count like also leadership and things under the ed tech umbrella, because I was a tech director. So yeah, so I think that's probably what I'm best known for, is just the ed tech and the advocacy.
Awesomeness. All right, fantastic. So we're going to shift gears a little bit, take a look back at the past year for some quick reflections. So reflecting on the past year, then, what accomplishments or milestones do you think have propelled EduMatch forward? So anybody who wants to kind of jump in on that, then please feel free.
Yeah, I can jump in. So I think that some of the things that have really propelled us forward have been just so many things. I feel like we have so many balls in the air at once all the time. But I think that one of the things that I feel brought us forward quickly are actually some of our partnerships. And that's in a few ways. I think not only in the way of being able to partner on different things like the, you know, ISTE big bash that was super successful this past year with tech and a few other companies, but also because in working with them and talking with them, we learn so much, I think, and just hearing how people do it. And so I would say that some of the partnerships have been really valuable to us, and that would be one of the things that have catapulted us a little bit.
I think just the presence, and Mandy said about ISTE, right? Having a presence both at FETC and ISTE and those large scale conferences, I think makes a world of difference. That is the most best place that I feel like I get my best professional development, not necessarily sitting in the sessions, but being on the expo floor and networking and talking to people. And I think having that presence at conferences and letting people know, like, hey, here are the faces of EduMatch, and here's what we can do to work with you, work alongside you, and just be able to plant the seed for future partnerships, I think. So having all of us there and, you know, just being able to talk to people, I think really helped to put EduMatch out there even more than it was to begin with. Back to you, Mindy.
Mandy's face was like, there's no Mindy on there. What's going on? I'm going to hop right in because I'm definitely feel like I'm the newest in terms of conferencing and all of those things. I, for the record, I definitely was going to answer with partnerships and the conference. ISTE was the main one I went to, and I did not have the experience of networking as much as JC or anyone else, but I met a ton of people. Shout out to Coach Jeffrey. He was one of the most memorable people I met, hanging out with some people, and I had my first presentation, as I said. So in reflection, I think a milestone that propelled us forward is our presence. I easily can say everyone knew that we were there, especially partner with tech. We had our presentations, which went by really well, but one of the highlights of last year was that karaoke. And in talking with Mandy and Sarah, they were like, oh, karaoke is going to be amazing. And I'm like, it's karaoke, like it can't really be. And I went and I was blown away at our karaoke. And then the other karaoke, the big one, was just like, I can't get enough of karaoke now. But I mean, it's in short, the relationships and building communities from, we're so well regarded wherever we go, it's awesome. And I know it stems from our leader, Sarah, like everyone knows Sarah. So I mean, that definitely helps us out, but I want to continue to grow and hopefully build on kind of like it's our re-entry back into the world, since this was like is this the first in-person since COVID? ISTE?
I think the second, but this is the first one where I think the four of us were.
Yeah, it's definitely the first one where the four of us and in our capacity. So I'm just looking forward. Sorry, I think I was talking a lot, but
no, that's good stuff. That is really good stuff. Thank you, Desmond. And I agree 100% with everything that y'all have said. And I also wanted, oh, Shannon, stop. No, I also wanted to share that, you know, wanted to give a huge shout out to the American Consortium for Equity in Education for definitely recognizing our organization. That was a wonderful surprise. And also, you know, connecting with some of the other folks who are associated and were recognized, you know, that's something that's kind of what I was doing over winter break quite a bit, and bringing those connections into 2024, I think is also great. And connecting with everyone in our community, you know, hearing all the great things that you all do, you know, please continue to share within our Facebook group. You know, there's so many best practices going on that I see that people are sharing, and they're sharing their blog posts, they're sharing their research, they're sharing their experiences. And really, this is how we have grown over the years, by learning with and from one another. All right, so we have another question for us all. So What was your favorite grade to teach? Because all of us have taught at various points in our career. So what has been your favorite grade to teach?
I'm going to hop in this because I think am I the only one that's in the classroom?
Currently, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I'll hop in first. Fantastic. I believe it's so hard for me to like choose like one. So I'm going to say middle school. I love all things middle school. So currently, like this week, sixth grade is my favorite. So I'll just go with that. If any students are listening to this, I'm sorry. I do love you seventh and eighth grade, but sixth grade is my favorite because they are so excited to learn. They come ready. They can get off task, but just as quick as they're off, they can hop right back on. And there isn't a sense of, I don't want to say entitlement, but as they progress and get older, they get kind of snippy and rude. And sixth grade is like one for all for one. So if someone's behind or struggling, I've seen students just that they would come and help everyone out and get back on it. And they are so team oriented and just, it's kind of like a transition for, they're still elementary, a little kid, but they want to be older, but they kind of forget that they're growing. So they have so much fun. So sixth grade, yeah. Shout out to Rachel. Yes, middle school is awesome.
Lots of middle school love in the comments. Absolutely. JC, it looked like you were about to say something.
Yeah, mine's easy. Like, I don't even waver. First grade, by far, the best grade ever to teach. Kids come in with a little bit of literacy knowledge, right? And, you know, maybe they know their letters and sounds, but they leave you as readers and writers. And that is the most, like, for me, like, in awe of that development and that I'm a part of that, right? So, I mean, teaching first grade and you're leaving kids and they're like carrying their little chapter books under their arms. And it's like, hey, I did part of that. And so I probably favor some of my primary teachers that I work with and coach with, because I just know how much they pour into their kids and then they get to see the results. And it's just, that's my favorite part of literacy learning, is that year in first grade.
Yeah, that is a great age. Yeah. What about you, Mandy?
That's awesome. I would say that I taught middle school and I actually did love middle school. I really didn't teach a grade I didn't love, but I think my favorite was probably fourth and fifth grade. And I think my last 2 years, I looped with my same kids from fourth to fifth grade. And had I kept teaching, I would have kept trying to loop, because that was awesome. I absolutely loved it. That was my favorite. So like I did love fourth and fifth grade, but it was actually the looping part that made that piece my favorite.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Having those same kids for several years, you know, I had that experience too with when I was at a French immersion school. I was there for 7 or 8 years and taught the kids. There was one group, I met them in second grade and I taught them all the way through eighth grade. So it was really cool. It was a K-8 school. And I started out teaching them English language arts and then moved to technology. And then I was back to being their middle school language arts teacher. So I'm going to have to go with Desmond if I were to pick a grade level. And I would say middle school as well, but I'll take the opposite side. I'll take eighth grade, but second semester eighth grade, because at that point, they're getting ready to go to high school. You kind of see a glimpse of who they will become when they're an adult. And they get so, like, at that particular school, since they were there since kindergarten, then they were so nostalgic and so sweet at that point. And, you know, they were just thanking all their teachers. And it was just a beautiful time, you know, and seeing groups graduate year after year. I loved that. But I also taught high school for a very short time, about 4 months. And I loved it when I was there. So yeah, that was also a great grade. I would say my sophomores, I loved my sophomores and my juniors, like the middle level in high school was just the best.
Not really intended, but do you see how we span literally all grades, K through 12? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. I was thinking about how amazing it is that middle school was invented during Desmond's lifetime, so he could like experience it and love it. Like, that's super amazing. I'm so
you're gonna
glad.
Make me go. You're gonna make me bring up food so we can redirect.
He has to make you bring up food. We all know that.
Is that one of the questions? What is Desmond's favorite place to eat food? No.
That's next one. That's for our next chat.
See, yes.
We don't have long enough for that. We would need like 3 hours of a podcast.
That's too funny. So I'm not going to attempt to do karaoke right now, but if you had one wish, then what would be your wish for EduMatch? See, that's a Ray J reference. If I had one. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. But if you could choose one wish for EduMatch in 2024 and make it happen with the wave of a magic wand, then what would that wish be and why?
I'll probably take this one first. I think mine's not going to be very fun, though. Like, if I had, like, I'm so fortunate to be in, like, every EduMatch conversation with Sarah, just about, like, because we talk so often every single day, like 20 times a day. And just over the course of conversations and things, the one thing that I wish I could kind of wave the magic wand is for EduMatch to get involved in policy change. And I know that's not like, that's not fun and it's not sexy and it's not any of those things. But like, to me, that's where you start to make the, you know, start to have the trickle down effect for true change in schools. And so that's what, if I could make 2024, that's what I would say.
Y'all heard it here, folks. Stay tuned. Cool. Who else?
I mean, I don't feel like mine is a far-fetched wish. I think it will most definitely become a reality. But I think through some of the work that I've been doing with EduMatch, one of my wishes is that we really begin to develop more and more partnerships with school districts and organizations. I just would love to see the professional development aspect growing and evolving with the work that so many people, you know, we're lucky. We are not just this team that people are looking at on the screen, but we are a team of tons of educators across the globe who are working together in collaboration to make schools better. And so I think when we start partnering with more and more school districts and can get out there and provide professional learning and continue to build the community, that's my hope for this new year.
Love that. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Well, I'm going to hop in here. Not as serious as Mandy, and probably a little more far-fetched than what JC's saying, but I want to circle back to karaoke. And I'm going to say that one of my wishes, waving that wand, is for us to host our own karaoke at an ISTE or something, fully funded by EduMatch, to have it kind of like progress. So, I mean, not as big as the main ed karaoke thing, but not as small as what we had, which really wasn't small at all. And see it evolve. So, I mean, I don't know, having different options, maybe certain genres that we're focusing on. But I mean, it was a ton of fun. And those connections are so impactful. So, I mean, I love bringing it back. And I want us to stand alone and host that and keep the fun rolling, you know? So,
yeah, hey. I just to kind of piggyback off from that. And, you know, we have joked for years about Sarah and karaoke, and there's always got to be karaoke somewhere, and we always do it, and we love it, and it's great. But like, if you didn't experience the karaoke at ISTE, it was very different. It was just a lot of people in one space, and it really sort of, for me, like, you looked around and you're like, oh, this is EduMatch. But, and because you looked around and it was a lot of EduMatch people. I mean, you know, there were several other companies, but it was a lot of EduMatch people. And people were dancing and they were singing and they were singing together. And, you know, it was really like a microcosm of our community, I feel like, and making those connections in a deeper way than just teaching. And so I second that, because like, even though we say karaoke, it was really it was bigger than what, you know, you might imagine when you think of karaoke. So it was really fantastic.
Yeah, it was a vibe for sure, for sure. And like y'all said, karaoke is like deeply embedded into the fibers of EduMatch ever since the very beginning. I want to say, I don't know, 2015-ish when we went to ISTE, we might have done some kind of karaoke there too. So, you know, it's like an EduMatch pastime. But also wanted to give a shout out to Tech for hosting, and to Educator Alexander, who is our karaoke partner. So, you know, we had such a blast. Can't wait to do that again. And I'm definitely down for like the multiple genres thing. People who have, you know, some of you may remember very far back, we had like an EduMatch practice space because there's so many different musicians in EduMatch. So we rented out like a rehearsal space 1 year and we jammed. I mean, there were only two of us who showed up because, you know, ISTE has so much going on. So it might not have been the very best time to schedule something like right in the heart of the sessions. But still, the two of us, we really jammed out. So, yeah, so that's awesome. All right. So we have one more question. All right. So with the partnerships, the accolades and the contracts last year that paved the way for growth, then what goal do you have in the context of your role? So, and I just saw something on the paper, but I already read it. It's like a teleprompter. So, so what might be your, what's your goal, your own personal goal with EduMatch? And feel free to, you know, to think outside the box if you want, or within the confines of your role.
I'll go. I'm sorry if you hear like vacuuming, like my neighbors are going crazy. I don't even know what's going on. Anyway, my main goal of EduMatch is, in the context of my role, community director, is to dramatically, I'm a kind of dramatic person, so I want to dramatically increase our engagement. So, I mean, across all platforms, I don't have metrics, but I mean, I want to be more engaged. I want us to be more engaged. So this is a great start. That was not my idea. Like this talk that we're having, I think it's, I love the interactions, looking at the comments, but things to increase engagement. I was reading Dr. Stephanie and said, like, school to school, big brother, like any way we can help engage, because it's not just about policy change. It's not just about ed tech. Like it's everything. If we're, I said in a podcast recently, I learn by talking, which is a form of engagement. So as we're engaging, it's not just about me. Hopefully we can share best practices or worst practices to make it better for educators, administrators, and students.
Yeah, fantastic.
So part of my role is researching RFPs and responding to school districts' calls for engagement, both around professional development and even on our educational product side, right? With all of the books that we have, both children's books and professional books, and being able to connect with districts that way and offer the services that EduMatch can offer. Also, we are looking to expand that a little bit more into the area of grants, both bringing in grants perhaps for the foundation side of EduMatch, but also for the work that we might do to write grants to partner with a district. So I'll shout out if there are any districts out there who are looking for somebody who can help them write grants, like let us know. We would love to partner with you on doing the writing and the research, and then being a partner in either, you know, with our books or the professional development that we, so many of our EduMatch family can provide. So I'm really hoping to increase the amount of, you know, proposals that we're writing and feelers that we're putting out there so that we can make that a reality and really meet the needs of districts by partnering them in with whatever way will really serve the students that they work with.
Totally love it. Love it. So definitely take us up on Doc JC's offer about, you know, us being your partner in helping you get the resources that you need. So she is awesome at grant writing, among many other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr.
Right.
J.
Mandy. Yeah.
I would say that I have probably two goals. I think one, well, I mean, we have many goals, but like two things I would really like to see from my position are, I want to do a, I don't know if a revamp is the right word, of our branding. I want to double check our branding. We've had some questions on, you know, like, what does EduMatch do exactly? And like, from the standpoint of, do you only do ed tech? And the answer is no, we actually don't only do ed tech. I think that it's interesting because, you know, Sarah, I'm having like, 3/4 of us started in technology. And so it's an easy go-to for us to fall back on that, but we actually have insane consultants doing amazing things in every single area of education. And so I really want to make sure that as we're you know, taking a look at our branding, that we are branding correctly and that we're, you know, expanding ourselves outside of just ed tech. The other one is, you know, something I just totally can't remember right now at all, because I just I only had to remember two things and I lost the second one. So yeah. So I guess I'm just looking at branding this year. That's the only thing I'm doing.
Hey, well, that's a great place to look. Absolutely. So I guess for me, my goal, you know, I'm always trying to learn and grow and learn about the needs of our community so that we can adapt to meet those needs. That's been how we've stayed relevant through the years. That's how we've learned and grown. You know, every one of you who's watching and who's not watching, you know, each of you that are here with us in our community, in our space, in any capacity, then you have brought a part of yourselves. And, you know, that's really been how we've grown over the years. So my goal is to stay tapped into that as much as possible and just, you know, continue to work to meet the needs of our community the best that we possibly can. So that's all we have for y'all today, unless anybody has any parting thoughts before we go.
Well, Sarah, one of the things that you said made me think no one brought up EduSnap. And I feel like that really encapsulates what you're saying, right? I mean, it is a lot of stories brought together from the EduMatch community and then shared back with the broader community, right, for free. Yeah. And so I don't know, do we have a link or a place where people can check out the book?
Yeah, absolutely. If y'all go to our website, actually, let me just put this banner up. So edumatch.org. And if you click on the publishing, then you'll have a pop-up window that comes up once you click on publishing and you'll be able to get EduSnap there for free. So, you know, you just drop your email address and then you get a PDF copy. If you're more of a Kindle person like me, or if you like a paperback in your hand, we have those options as well on Amazon. So yeah, so that's hot off the press. It just came out 11 days ago. So thank you so much, JC, for bringing that up. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So that's one of the things that we've been doing for a while. That's actually where we started off the publishing with EduSnap back in 2016. So it's been many, many years, but absolutely. So thank you all so very much. Wanted to thank each of the members of the executive team. Y'all are awesome. Thank you all so much for everything that you do. I wanted to also thank all of our viewers right now and all of our listeners on a future podcast episode. Again, like, subscribe, join our community. You can find us at edumatch.org. And you probably see, if you're watching this live, then you see a banner scrolling across the bottom. So, you know, we promise more content. So we are thrilled to welcome Jornay from Flip, who will be here next week, who's going to be sharing with us about how you can promote collaboration and communication using the Flip tool. So definitely be back to check it out. And, you know, we have some more cool things coming for you down the pike. So thank you again to everyone and have a good evening or good day, depending on where you are. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Edge match. It's edge match. You're at edge match. Edge match. Don't miss edge match. Don't miss.